So going back through Lent, we have been making our way through our service of worship. We started way back 6 weeks ago exploring what it was to be called to worship. Then we went on to what it is to be thankful. Then offering and generosity came next, followed by confession and forgiveness, and then hearing the word of God. And last week we explored intercession. And now we come to the conclusion, which actually is the beginning, the way we start a new week, the way we are sent out as new creations, because today we explore the benediction. Benediction is a word that simply means blessing. It's a compound word from the Latin, bene, which means good, and dicere, which means to speak. They come together to form the word benedictio, or blessing. A benediction is a pronouncement of God's blessing upon God's people. We read them from Paul at the end of his epistles, when he pronounces God's blessing upon the members of the churches at Rome and Corinth and Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, and so on. Usually he says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Sometimes he states it more fully, as at the end of 2 Corinthians, where he says those beautiful and familiar words, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Other times he says it more succinctly, as at the end of his letter to the Colossians and his first letter to Timothy, where he simply says, "Grace be with you." But through Paul, we see that the actual content of the benediction is God's grace. God's grace is pronounced. And it's not actually confined to the New Testament. In the book of Numbers, in chapter 6, God commands Moses to tell Aaron the high priest to bless the people with these words: "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." That was the benediction throughout the Old Covenant, a benediction of God's grace, his blessing of favour and peace on his people. Benediction is pronouncement rather than prayer. It's not us asking for God's grace. It absolutely assumes it. There is a big difference between prayer and pronouncement. They go in totally opposite directions. A prayer is a request from us to God. A pronouncement is a declaration, a statement. And in the benediction, it is from God to us. So at the end of each service, when I or someone else says the benediction, I'm not praying and asking God to give grace to you. No, I am pronouncing, declaring, stating God's blessing on you. I am standing in that holy place where I speak on behalf of God to tell you that you are blessed and you are invited to receive it in faith. So it may feel very appropriate for you to keep your eyes open and look at me when I say those precious words to you. Benediction is a life-changing and life-giving declaration. They are words that count. You may have heard other words that count in your life. Words like, "I love you," "You got the job," "We the jury find you not guilty," "I pronounce you husband and wife," "It's a girl or a boy," "The cancer is in remission," "I forgive you." Some words are life-changing and life-giving. As we receive those words, we receive the blessing of God. A blessing that is life-changing and life-giving because of what we celebrate especially today, that God raised Jesus from the dead. It's the declaration of grace grounded in resurrection power. It's not about what we have done, and it's about what Jesus has done. A declaration that is for today and for every day. It's the very thing you need before you walk out that door, to prepare you for the week ahead. Grace is what you most need for the journey ahead of you. We can't walk the Christian way without the gift of grace. It's the power of that grace gifted to us that we're able to rejoice in all things, to choose the way of humility, to love our enemy, to not grumble, to be content in both plenty and in want, and to press on toward the goal of becoming more like Christ. Only by the grace of God. Grace given for the weak, the struggling, the fearful, the weary, as well as those who are feeling strong and at peace. His grace is sufficient for you. The role of the ordained minister to raise their hands and state the blessing to conclude worship has been the practice in the church since the days of the apostles, and it's continued during the early church, the medieval era, the Protestant Reformation, on to today. The content of the blessing is grace. The source of the blessing is Jesus. And the object of the blessing is found in the last words Paul writes, to be with your spirit. It is for each one of us. Each person reminded that we leave from this place under grace, not judgment, under love, not wrath. In a world of uncertainty, these words are sure. Whatever the future holds, the grace of Jesus will be with you and it will be sufficient. It will strengthen you, establish you, keep you, and cause you to persevere to the end. It will see you through this life and on into eternity. This is God's word to you in the benediction. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And I think benediction is also a reminder. Just as Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and some other women who arrived at that tomb needed to be reminded by those angels of Jesus' words. After asking the woman why they were looking for Jesus among the dead, the angels go on to say, remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And then they remembered his words. Life-giving and life-changing words. Words to remember. Words that they then took with them back to their friends. And so the blessed become the blessing. Those women became the voice of good news to the other disciples. Even when their words were not believed, they spoke them as blessing. Even when they were heard as nonsense, they lived them as blessing. And sometimes, as we seek to live out the blessing amidst those who do not comprehend, there is one who recognises the truth. Like Peter, who runs to discover for himself if it is true and is left to wonder. So there we are. We are a people called to worship, called to give thanks and praise, called to be a people of generosity. We are a people renewed over and over through the power of forgiveness, a people gifted with the word of God if only we have ears to hear, a people called to intercede for a needy world, and a people blessed over and over, week after week, blessed by grace, so we can be a people who go out to be a blessing and offer that grace to all whom we meet. May it be so. Amen. Let's join to sing. And can